I've been listening to a lot of stuff lately while doing other stuff that I'm quite passionate about. There's, excuse me. Sorry about that. My stomach's been acting up lately again. I should see a doctor. I really should. Like all jokes aside, I should see a doctor. The problem is I just found out my insurance might not be active. I don't know. It's a fucking mess. Anyway, welcome back to the Meet Greet podcast, where I've been listening to Philip Glass again while doing other projects that I'm passionate about. I know a lot of you people don't want to hear about the art stuff, but I'm telling you right now, it's in the forefront of my mind, and I've been doing it a lot more than anything else, and I've been going back to the gym, and I've been playing video games. Look, you got to balance a lot of stuff out, okay? I think, I'm not too sure, I might upload some gameplay footage on my YouTube channel. I don't know if people want to see that on my channel specifically, but I also know that some people go into this rabbit hole where they upload YouTube videos about gameplay footage, and that's all they become. Like, no, you need to be more wide, you know? You need to be more wide range than just that. There's something about this channel you guys don't realize is that I don't put all my eggs in one basket. I have many baskets. Anyway. This episode's going to be a bit different, mainly because I read a section of this book, The Book of Unusual Knowledge. Again, I've been reading it a lot, and I'm telling you right now that sometimes it really is unusual knowledge. The reason being is because this particular chapter caught my eye, and for no reason at all, I'm just saying it's very appropriate, question mark, for the current status quo of everything. It's... Look, a lot of shit's just been announced in the U.S. It's really hard to keep your nose clear out of it. I have a lot of people that I know who are near and dear to my heart who have been very negative lately, doom-scrolling quite a bit. And it's not easy to have that in the back of your mind when your country is... God only knows. Like, every other country's been looking at us. Okay, I need to stop before I keep going. I really do, seriously. So what the hell was I talking about earlier when I said I read the Book of Knowledge and a chapter caught my eye? Well, it's a chapter that's appropriate because this book is kind of old. Having said that, a chapter in it is relevant again. There is a page or chapter where it defines hairstyles throughout the years that have gone up in popularity, have mysterious origins and what have you, and, you know, the ones that were popular, basically. The hairstyles that you know and love. Or love and know and hate, you know? Like, the mohawk. That one is cool. I thought it was cool. But the one that I noticed that caught my eye immediately was how direct the author was with the mullet. The mullet made a resurgence recently. And even in the book, it says it should be retired. Like, it's just, I don't know. People tried to bring it back recently. They were like, yeah, I'm bringing it back. And it just doesn't work. I don't know. Something about the hairstyle, I don't agree with it, okay? But in some people, it looks good. But a very select few people. I don't know. If you have a mullet, I'm so sorry. I mean, like, you know what? It looks good on, like, the redneck types. Those are fucking cool. I don't know why it was so popular, though. But more importantly, I don't know where it came from. And neither does the book. The book says that the mullet is actually a haircut of mysterious origins, dating back to the 80s. Or at least the 80s is when it got popular. It actually originated in the 1970s. And whose true origins are unknown. But the thing is, David Bowie was an early adopter of the haircut. So if you want to associate the mullet with rock and roll, quite honestly, it really does fit. What about others though? What about, I don't know, the afro? Well, let's give it a look. I have the book right here, okay? Knowledge is power. Let's read together. I just knocked into the mic. It's really hard to read a book while holding a microphone. Okay, anyway. Afros. Birthed by the Black Pride Movement, the Afro represented a time where African Americans stopped applying harsh chemicals to their hair in order to achieve something close to Caucasian texture and style. In the 1960s, the Afro was a political statement, but today it is worn as fashion. Anyone with extreme curly hair can adopt the style. I like that. I really like that. Oh, speaking of earlier, I mentioned the mohawk. Originally worn in Native American cultures, the mohawk reappeared sometime in the 1970s as part of the punk rock movement. And its most extreme, the mohawk called the Mohican in the United Kingdom, featured a stripe of hair sticking straight up and running down the middle of the head, with the sides shaved. it made a statement about not giving it to social standards. However, thanks to the advent of the faux hawk, a small spike not shaved on sides, the mohawk of today is much more watered down. I like that. See, this is why I like this book. It's very direct. It's in your face. It's like, hey, this is how it is, and there's another book I just saw, or another page I just saw. This book is interesting. I don't know how to explain it. It's very, I don't know. It sticks out to me for a lot of reasons. First off, I got the hardcover book because I wanted it to stick around longer. But, I don't know, also the illustrations it has. I really can't show you the illustrations because it's a podcast, but like, I can give it in details. Let's see this. The flip. I've never heard of this haircut. This spunky, youthful style was mega popular among women throughout the 1960s. Shoulder-length hair was back-combed or teased slightly at the top, and then the ends were curled up in a flip with rollers or a curling iron. Depending on the age of the woman and her willingness to push the envelope, the flip was combined with the bigger, puffier bouffant. Mary Tyler Moore sported the classic flip on The Dick Van Dyke Show, and Jackie Kennedy had her own, more conservative version. Later, the style became so ubiquitous. Wow. I've never seen it spelled out. Ubiquitous. There we go. Anyway, the style became so ubiquitous that it was named Beauty Pageant Hair or Miss America Hair because for years, nearly every contestant in these competitors sported flip after perfect flip. I gotta Google this. There's no visual for this one. I gotta look this up. Now that I've seen it, I think my mom rocked this back in the day. Like, it's not the hardest hairstyle to do, right? It's very simple. It's just, well, that's about it, really. It's very simple. If you look it up, you've probably seen it before. I would associate it with Jackie Kennedy's hairdo. And, okay. I don't know when this became a thing, but for some reason, there was a meme back then that I kept hearing, and it was really fucking funny to me, where Jackie Kennedy in her smiles and photos looks like she can eat sheet metal. Why is that a thing? Like, her favorite meal was sheet metal. I don't know why that was such a funny thing to me. But this is such a niche joke in such corners of the internet. Speaking of niche jokes, I gotta tell you one. I don't know what the fuck it was. There was a guy, today we were grocery shopping, right? And there was a guy with a sweater with a fucking Pepe the Frog on it, holding a fork and eating it. And I just thought it was weird. I looked over and I thought, why is that a thing? Like, I didn't see the front of his sweater, nor did I want to, but internet culture is really booming. You know, I mean, you really want to talk about, like, where culture is head. You got to think of it like this. Wherever we're headed, it's got to be internet-wise, because the internet seems to be greatly bringing people together, so a lot of ideas are being shared. A lot of memes on the internet, sadly, have become, like the town square of the internet, where people will just bring ideas together and spread the word. And it's a massive game of telephone. A massive game of telephone. If you really think about it, the internet is the town square now. It doesn't matter where. You can go on Reddit, Instagram, all of these places, granted, share very different vernacular and different types of people, okay? Let me give you an example. If I use the terminology that 4chaners use, I would not be on YouTube because I would be heavily censored, okay? Because the terminology they use, it'd be a majority of them censored. Straight up censored. And no, I'm not going to say any of them. But, you know, you go somewhere like 4chan and Twitter, and they hate each other. Twitter and Reddit, some of them love each other, some of them hate each other, but different vernacular each time. A lot of them just want to help each other out. A lot more just want to sell crypto and scam each other. And then you go to Instagram where everyone hates you. Everyone, dude. Look, I'm just saying that right now. I've had some of the meanest comments ever on Instagram. And on top of that, some Instagram pages are just straight up porn now. Just straight porn. It'll be like a minute with no actual video. And then it's just full on dick and balls. Or full on, you know, smashing pissers. Like, I don't get Instagram, dude. It's not good anymore. Like, Facebook is, like, giving up on Instagram. Do they still own it? Ugh, I think so, right? Or at least they have to be co-owners. All I'm saying is, Mark Zuckerberg's probably riding high right now. And, There's a meme that has come out, and I want to talk about it because the meme economy is no longer dead. It's just awkward. Listen, I'll admit one thing. I get the meme. As simple as that. When I first saw it, I thought, okay, when AI first came out, people hated it, right? People hated it. And now they've embraced it with open arms. What I mean by that, there's a meme right now where you get two things. Like, I saw one where it's like a banana and a monkey, right? And you combine them together in an AI prompt, either on Bing or ChatGPT, and some weird hybrid creature, and you have them speak, you have an AI voice speak French. It has to be French because it's just really funny because it sounds nothing like it does in English, right? So there's like a banana and a monkey, and it becomes, let me just find the video.
Chimpanzini bananini, wah wah wah.
I mean, the video is just an AI monkey banana thing. Chimpanzini bananini. But it has to be French when it speaks it. There's another one. Moon cow foot. The funny part is just how grotesque these images are. I'm not going to say they're nasty, but they're definitely weird. Some of them are animated. There's one that's like a cinnamon stick with a baseball bat that chases after people. That one's genuinely kind of scary. So someone decided to make an analog horror out of it, and it's just worse, right? There's these weird creatures, and there's a Italian-style speaking, like chimpanzini bananini, and there's another one. Look, I don't want to go through them. It's just weird. You know what? I'll go through them. Why not? I keep doing that. I keep doing that. Oh, it's so bad. I can't do it. Nah, man. It's fucking easy. All right, let's watch the video together. It's a guy rating them.
La vacca Saturno Saturnita.
Cow Saturn and with big feet. That's exactly what it is. I think the funniest thing about these AI photos is that I know they're supposed to be funny jokes, right? But it's the AI still not grasping the concept of five toes and five fingers, right? Because right now the cow with hideously realistic feet has six toes on one, and I don't even know how many on the other. One, two. Okay, the other one you got right. Kind of. I mean, if you have 11 toes, I guess it'll fit right nice. And if you're like that one Drake and Josh skit where it's like, you have six toes? What, you have one extra toe on a foot? And he goes, no, eight and three. That's such a niche joke. It's so old, man. I just dated myself, you know? That's ancient. Babylonian, even. Anyway, let's see what new memes come out of this. There are some funny ones. One of them got me, where it was like a very specific type of monkey with like weird animalistic, like weird human feet, but they're covered in tree branches. How do you make these? What's the prompt is what I'm wondering. Very specific prompts. I know some of you out there listening do the whole AI thing, right? I know a lot of you are embracing new technology, so by all means, send me an email. Tell me what prompts they're using, because I want to know. And I know there's a lot of the weird ones like chimpanzini bananini. I think it's just a chimpanzee banana hybrid, and they're in French. I think that's what it is. It's just that they're in French. So you got some weird, like the thing is, the image isn't just these things. They have backgrounds and everything. Like this fucking cow Saturn foot one is for some reason in a very busy street in New York. Just kind of standing in the middle, and no one's acknowledging the cow creature because it's just there. It's just there. Okay. It's a weird addition to the memes. Okay. It's a weird addition to the meme hierarchy. Hierarchy. What am I saying? There's no hierarchy here. There's no honor among thieves. Thieves? What? Okay. Oh, fuck. You ever... I'm starting to notice a trend with me. I'm not the biggest fan of hyper-realistic feet. They just, like, the reason I didn't want to look at the meme is because it's gross. You know? It's fucking nasty. It's fucking, like, I know some people are into that. I'm not. Me, personally. You know? But not my thing. Not my thing. Anyway, we got to talk about something important. You need to hydrate. It's getting hot out there. Also, can someone tell me what the hell's happening in the Midwest of the United States? It seems like there's some massive storms hitting, and quite honestly, we're not doing too well here. The other day, I saw footage of like a massive thunderstorm just taking over the skies. And then the very next hour, clear skies, and it was just fine. And what's funny is that that's very Midwestern. There's a saying in the Midwest. If you're not from the Midwest and you're in another part of the world, There's a saying in the Midwest that basically says, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And that's because of how turbulent the weather is in the Midwest of the United States. It can go from raining, downpouring, solid hail, thunderstorms, to completely bright blue skies with very clean air. And it's actually quite nice afterwards. When it rains really heavily, it tends to clean the air, you know? Rain is very necessary for cleaning the air. I don't know if you guys knew that. I honestly didn't until one day I waited for raindrops to wash my car, and for some reason I just thought, why is it never getting clean? Well, dumbass, the dirt's in the air, you know? It kicks onto the car, you know? You gotta wipe it off. It's so weird. You never really grasp that water can be dirty. At least I can. I'm fucking stupid, though. I found one of my favorite memes of the Italian brain rot is tra-la-leo, tra-la-la, which is a shark with three shoes on. That's it. But people hate this fucking thing. Like, I found a community of people on Instagram that are saying, I fucking hate tra-la-leo, tra-la-la, and they spell it out and everything. It's very French brain rot. It's so good. I love the French contributing to the brain rot. The meme economy is thriving thanks to the French. If you're French, thank you. I really appreciate you. In more ways than one, other than funny jokes on the internet, I'm really into wine. And you guys fucking nail it every time. I got this new wine. I don't know how to explain it, right? I can't read a fucking thing on the bottle, and it is the greatest thing I've ever had. It was $10 at Trader Joe's, and again, I can't read a thing on the bottle. Except maybe the words France. Or Paris. Or four. There's a number 4 on there. 14, I think. Yeah, 14. Whew. Well, I think numbers are universal, though, right? Like, we don't have a universal language, but we have universal numbers. Like, if I write down the numbers 1 through 9, people recognize them. I don't get... You know what? I get it now. We have this thing where people are like, "Oh, we can't have universal everything." Like, dog, yes, we can. Yes, we can. It's some old religious reasons that say, "Oh, we can't have a world this or world that." Let me chill. I want to tell my homies in France that they're awesome. Guys, is anyone else just getting nothing but AI on the internet? Like, all of my ads are AI. All of my memes are AI. All of the comments on YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels are AI. What's happening? Like, I'm getting scared. Even RSS.com had to step in. This podcast, right? Originally, we had hundreds of thousands of listens. And ever since the massive filtration, because they got this thing where it's like, we filter out AI bots and other stuff, I'm down to like 13,000 listens. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. That is a massive drop. That's like 80% of my audience is fake. Like bots, you know? I don't know who's botting me. Like, that's a weird thing to do, but like, that's fucking weird, dude. Like, it's fucking me up because like, it's almost like I'm talking into an empty room, which I literally am. Actually, it's kind of funny. For the few people that listen, I appreciate that. For the real people that listen, I appreciate that. You know what? Maybe one day AI is going to be sentient. So, you know, thank you AI robots for listening to me. But I just didn't realize there was so many of you. I love the internet. There's some stuff that people say. And remember, the internet is forever. Everything you say on the internet is always going to be there. There's a reason that I'm so, as people say, filtered, right? The thing about it is I can't say something on the internet and have it come out and bite my ass later. So whatever I say on the internet, I have to make sure as an adult that I'm not saying something stupid, you know? I don't have the anonymity that other people have. People will find me. But other times, you can use that to your benefit, okay? Think of something years in the future, okay? Right now, make a prediction for the future. You might get it right, okay? Jake from Twitter got it right a little too well. And honestly, it's so well that I kind of want to make a Twitter just to follow the guy. I deleted my Twitter, right? And I might remake one just to follow him because, on November of 2015, he made an accurate prediction, 99.9% sure, that Elon Musk is a supervillain. Remember this tweet when he takes over the world. It is 2025, buddy. I hate to say you were very, very right. A little too right. Man, I can't escape modern day politics, man. I try not to talk about politics in the US, but oh my fucking god, is it everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. Especially after today, the tariffs were announced. The tariffs. Do you realize that? Oh, wait. You know what? I'm pulling back. I'm reeling it back. Sorry again. I keep doing that. I really want to talk about it, but I don't have anything to say that's going to contribute at all. You know? I can't change shit. All I could say is, look, I can't change the wind. I could just steer my sails. You know, I could just change my sails, adjust my sails. They say, I fucked that up. I cannot change the wind. I could simply adjust my sails. There. They'll say it that way. You know, it's funny how in the United States, we have like the most expensive healthcare in the world. And yet we tend to just think, oh yeah, we're immune to everything. And I just saw a man eat raw cow brain. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, these people in particular who are like, oh, it has to be fully grass-fed. Ooh, it's nature, man. Nature's good for you. No, it's not. Nature is not on your side. Like, I love these videos where, like, doctors are reacting to videos of people doing some dumb shit, right? Like, this guy's eating a full raw cow brain. Humans could get mountain cow disease, okay? I don't know why people don't realize that. It's, like, on par with schizophrenia. There are holes in your brain when you do that, okay? I don't get these fucking people, dude. Like, at the end of the day, you're not Superman, you know? Your gut biome is going to be fucking on overdrive, especially if those brains that you're eating do test positive for mad cow disease. If you happen to eat that, all it takes is one bite, and you know what? You're screwed. You are screwed. It is not a precious disease to have, and a lot of a lot of testimonials in the comments of that video are basically going off saying, you know, I've treated someone who suffered from mad cow disease. You are not, you're going to like that. You know, there is no cure. The moment you have it, you are fucked. You are genuinely fucked. So I don't get why this person is like that. Like, I don't get why people do this in general, where they think nature's on your side. I'm sorry, but if you think nature and natural stuff is on your side, you know what else is natural? Fucking cyanide. You know what else is natural? Fucking bears. Nature's not on your side, okay? I'm just saying that. Don't use natural remedy in heavy quotes thinking that it's better for you, okay? Natural remedies are bullshit, okay? Everything is chemicals. Everything is science and math. Everything. I don't care if it's lab or nature grown or anything, right? Antibiotics are good for you. What the fuck is wrong with people, dude? Lately, it's been worse and worse. We've been going backwards. America's actively getting stupider. The reason I started buying books and reading them again is just because I've noticed the trend of people not being able to do that. Okay? We have this Pavlovian response to our phones where we just grab it and we have to look at it. I've noticed it years ago, and yet I'm still a victim. I'm doing it now. Fuck. Being active, like being aware of something, is the first step, right? The second step is active avoidance. I've been lowering my fucking phone time for the longest time. If I don't seem active on social media, I'm not. I'm not active. I'll send dumbass memes, sure, and it's good to be happy, you know? It's good to not doom scroll. But let's face the facts. America's getting stupider. And for those listening from outside of the country, I hate to say it, this is pretty bad, you know? Like Americans don't want to read. I go to the bookshelves, I go to stores where there's plenty of books that are sold, and if it's not about some popular celebrity or some TV show adaptation, no one gives a fuck. You know? It's sad. It's so fucking sad. No one wants to read anything. And yet, here I am reading. Anyway, let's go back to reading. It all circles back to it, doesn't it? Okay. Fuck. I guess I'm guilty of something, too. Even worse than that. As somebody who's published 2 books, I can tell you right now that my biggest regret is not continuing. And writer's block is no joke. And it only gets worse over time. You have to actively chip away at the writer's block. That's why it's called that. And yet, it's not easy. I have my computer here. I have my own desk. I don't have excuses not to write. But I'm stuck. I have an idea. It's out of date. I haven't gotten into this. You know, when you're writing and you start going for it, you're in the zone. You know, I love that feeling. Book 2 of my series is years behind. Years, okay? I almost have an entire 100 pages written. The first book is only 100 pages. The second one's going to be like 300. And I'm nowhere near that. I'm nowhere near the end. Because I'm stuck in a part that makes no sense, but at the time, made all the sense. I'm not a horror writer, you know? I'm a fiction writer. I have a lot of fantastical ideas, and quite frankly, what breaks my heart right now is that I have an idea for a book, the final ending being fucking incredible, by the way. I'm in tears just thinking about it, and yet I can't reach it. The beginning of the path and the end of the path are both visible. The path itself to both is hard to figure out. It's very fucking hard to figure out. It's like, yeah, I'd start here, but where do I go to reach the end? I know what the end looks like. I just don't know how to get there. And then I remembered, you got to work backwards. And I can't do that because I'm not fucking... I don't have eyes behind my head. This is going everywhere. Look, I just feel bad that I haven't been able to finish my book. And the other night, it just clicked. You know, like in my head, I have all these ideas. And they are bubbling forth like a good witch's brew. Just basically going, hey, we need to get out of this brain. Here's the problem. I have another kick in my drive, you know. I have another anchor pulling me away from my goals of writing. And that is that my fucking, the platform that I use, right? Amazon Direct Publishing is flooded with AI books. And it's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. I hate that, okay? There are people that are using ChatGPT to write entire chapter books. Stop fucking doing that. And if I upload a book and I write a book, and people are going to see that and they're going to go, well, it's just written by AI. That enrages me because I spent years fucking storyboarding. And it's not easy to storyboard. I don't know. It's a lot of work. The first book, I spent so much fucking time on it. I started since I was a teenager. Didn't publish until I was like 23. I'm 28 this year. Book 2 isn't even close to done. It started though. So I think this year... It's April. I'm going to push myself to finally fucking finish it. I have to, okay? This is a lifelong story, you know? Like, by the time I turn 30, I want to have the series done. Just out of my head. There were multiple series done that I started years ago. This is the one that sticks out. It's The Tale of Gabriel. Book 1's already on Amazon. Book 2 and 3... Fucking this year, man. This year. I gotta push myself, okay? Seriously, I gotta push myself. I've been drinking more brain tea. Maybe I should be doing that. I'm not sure. I've been drinking a lot of tea. I've been meditating a bit more. Going to the gym, finally taking care of myself. And it works your brain back. And that's the thing, you know? I was in a rut. I'm out of the fucking rut now. We're back, baby! This ain't some Sigma male grind set. Sometimes you just need to be motivated on your own. My motivation is... probably not healthy. My motivation is anger for other people. Like, I don't like being unmotivated. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. For some reason, I have this weird tick on my fucking pinky. I don't know what it is, right? We were doing some yard work earlier, and something got in there, and I don't know what it is. It's like if I rubbed fiberglass on my hand, and it got stuck in there, and it really hurts. But, I mean, I didn't do that on purpose, obviously. Otherwise, it... fucking remove it. It hurts. It itches pretty badly. Anyway, I forgot to do something. Listen, I'm not the biggest like ass kisser out there, but I'm gonna tell you right now that there are some things that some appliances that I've been buying. Like, you know, you're an adult when appliances excite you. My cousin told me that, and she's right, because like I have a coffee machine and I'm like, this thing's fucking awesome. But I also have a Ring doorbell now. And let me tell you, that shit is a fucking lifesaver, dude. Seriously. It's like really good. I like it. Anyway. If you're ever on the fence about Ring doorbells, I give it a 10 out of 10. I recommend it. One of my new favorite appliances at the house. I also have a lawnmower, but I think everyone does. It's midnight. Should upload right now. All right. I will see you guys next week. The YouTube video, I'm going to get started on tonight. And by tonight, I mean right now. As soon as I'm done, uploading this podcast episode, I'm going to record the video. It shouldn't be too long, but this time, because I have better internet access, I'm going to upload it in 4K. Just because I feel like I have to, you know? The lighting in this room is perfect for that, but I'm not going to record audio. I'm not going to do that. I know a lot of people think, why do you dub over your videos? I have to, okay? There's a lot of echo in this room, and I need this microphone that condenses my voice into this little singular input one, you know? You have to, okay? You have to cut corners. You have to do some movie magic behind the scenes. And I just learned how to do some other stuff. And I can't wait to put it on, you know, I can't wait to put pen to paper again. I'm really excited. I have the drive again. I'm all giddy. Look at me. All right. I will see you guys next week.